Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, which is GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to take a look ahead at one of the major agricultural communications activities that's coming up here in November. This is with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, their annual convention, taking place starting November 8 in Kansas City at the Westin Crown once again. That'll be right after the NAMA, National Agri-Marketing Association's Trends in Agriculture program. And the ZimCom team will be there throughout the whole week. To learn more about the NAFB convention, I had a conversation with the new executive director for NAFB, Tom Brand. Tom is no stranger to those of us in ag communications and to farmers throughout the Midwest, at least. And he is a longtime farm radio broadcaster who has now moved to be beside the microphone instead of behind it, I guess. I think that's the way he puts it anyway. We had a conversation to talk about his new job, some of the things facing the industry, and to look at the convention. So hope you enjoy the conversation. Tom, it is great speaking to you, and I want to first of all congratulate you on your position as executive director for NAFB. I know that, you know, we couldn't have somebody with a better experience background in the business as well as just a passion for it. So congrats.
Well, thank you very much, Chuck. I tell you, I'm excited to be on board, and I've really enjoyed this is the ninth week now that I've been with NAFB, and I've really enjoyed the time I've had and opportunity to interact with members and even do a little bit of traveling already.
That's right. Well, I wanted to wait a little while, give you a chance to kind of get your feet on the ground there. You know, how does it feel in comparison to the farm broadcasting role you played for so many years? I'm assuming you still have to be in the NAFB office at like 4:30 in the morning, right?
You know, that I suppose is the biggest upside is that alarm clock doesn't ring about 4:15 in the morning. Unfortunately, my body has become accustomed to getting up at about 4 o'clock in the morning for the last 15 years, and it manages to wake up even without that alarm clock on. Some mornings I manage to fall back to sleep, and other mornings I end up getting up, and I wonder how long it's going to be before I'm able to do the reset. But after 20 years in broadcast, you know, when I started here, that first week was real busy, and I found by about the third or fourth day that I wasn't looking at the clock anymore to see how many minutes it was till the next market cast came up, and that was a you know, a nice adjustment to make. So far have not missed the day to day activity of being on the air. I think part of that is because I get a little bit of a glimpse as to what's going on with the news service here at the association, and check in and get an update of the markets. I use an online desk app to listen to other farm broadcasters across the country, and a lot of times during the lunch hour, I've got a farm broadcaster that's doing a stream online that I'm listening to, and so I'm able to kind of keep up to speed, I guess, in a different way. But I'm really enjoying the chance to be beside the mic instead of behind the mic, I guess.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about the fall convention here momentarily. I just thought maybe a comment on what you see as, you know, the staff leadership here. What do you see as kind of the challenges or maybe some of the things that you're working on behalf of members for the industry of what we know as farm broadcasting?
You know, one of the things that I said I wanted to make sure that we did was better communications and to be very transparent in our communications as an association. And so we've been able to utilize some different tools, whether it's constant contact or just good old-fashioned email, and of course, continuing with our newsletters. Board members have been reaching out to all the membership to remind them about the upcoming convention in November. I think lots of times we see the buzz out there as to what's going on with technology, and we don't want to forget really what brought us to the table to begin with, and that's a good AM, FM, and TV signal that's out there. And so that still continues to be one of our main focuses. At the same time, we want to make sure that that farm broadcasting, ag media in general, is ready to be able to take that step to do some sort of a product online, or whatever the next form of communication may be with producers and consumers in the future.
You know, we hear a lot about media convergence. Actually, we've been hearing that for a number of years. Do you ever have discussions internally, maybe at a leadership level in NAFB, about how other ag communication groups like the Ag Editors and Livestock Publications Council and their members are even now doing some over-the-air broadcasting as well as webcasting, using very similar types of skills and at their conventions having some similar programming now? Does that ever come into the discussion? Is it what does that mean as we move forward?
I think it's a discussion that I've had both prior to as well as after coming on board with the job. I think from the broadcaster's side of things, we've noticed that some of our counterparts in ag media have started to do broadcasting, both audio as well as video. And I think our friends in the other side of the business would probably say that they've noticed that we're doing more type of printed materials than maybe we've done in the past, whether it's through a blog or some other things we put together. You know, we've got a lot of broadcasters out there that are doing newsletters now, some that are even involved in the publication side of the business. So I think that while broadcasters probably notice the print side of business doing more broadcast type of things, in the big picture, it is a huge convergence as to what's going on out there in ag media. You know, when we look at the professional improvement side of the association, I think that we want to continue to hone our skills on being solid broadcasters, but we also want to look at what we can do to be better in ag media in general. And I think as we look down the pipeline as to how things might be changing, social media has made a big dent out there in what's going on. You know, you could say in industry itself, maybe not in ag industry, but it's definitely something that's here to stay. And I think we continue to focus on the on-air side of the broadcast, but at the same time enhance what we do outside of what we're doing at the radio or the television station or network.
Well, I think this might be a good segue to the theme for this year's NAFB convention, which is Insight for Agriculture Every Day. I'd like to get your thoughts on how the theme ties into the program. And looking at that, it looks like, you know, maybe some of the things we just talked about will come up in some of the sessions there.
I think definitely will. Just talking about having that Insight for Agriculture Every Day is a good theme, I think, for what farm broadcasters provide. It's a relationship with an audience, whether it be a producer or a consumer, and those are kind of some of the topics we get into in our different breakout sessions. If I can kind of run down through the program agenda.
Yeah, please do.
We start off on Wednesday with really a variety of meetings that are taking place, but one of those that we have is consumers' perceptions of agriculture, that we're going to tackle on Wednesday morning. And really looking at what consumers think of agriculture. I think in agriculture we have a perception as to what we think they may have in mind, but we're going to hear a little bit more of that in detail. And we go into a session then with Mark Ramsey, who I would describe as a new media guru. Mark has a radio background, but he believes a lot in what the Internet can provide on connecting with audiences. And he's going to put on a session both Wednesday morning as well as on Wednesday afternoon. And we continue to have an event for our NAFB Foundation and the scholarship luncheon. Three different college students receiving a scholarship this year from the foundation, and a chance to learn a little bit more about some of the work the foundation's doing. Some folks may be familiar with Jeff Simmons. I think we've got a great shared program that we're doing with NAMA. Then on Wednesday afternoon, and Jeff's going to come in and visit with the group. And then and we're even going to talk a little bit about using smartphones for broadcast. And a fellow by the name of Chuck Zimmerman is going to help us.
I'm looking forward to that.
Afternoon. I am as well, because I finally upgraded to a smartphone here just a few months ago. And I've always thought I was a bit of a tech nerd anyway, but I was definitely behind when it came to my phone. And just some of the things I've been able to do with my phone even though I'm not in broadcast, I've just been amazed with and seen some great examples as how some folks have been able to use them. We have on that Wednesday program as well a past president's reception that we combine with the new members, and then the Sales and Management Council also do a reception later that night. I invite folks to come up to a welcome at an open house that I'll be hosting upstairs in the Westin Crown Center for folks to have a chance to connect and say hello, not only to myself but also to a family that'll be with me there on Wednesday. Then Thursday is one of the key days, I think, at convention. Our signature event of Trade Talk continues once again this year, and a good opportunity for folks to gather up the latest news that's going on with different businesses and organizations and associations, and that's a key part of what goes on Thursday. Thursday afternoon, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack will be with us in a news conference in the afternoon, and then we have our different council meetings that will take place on Thursday with a chance for folks to interact a little bit and get to know our national officer candidates and also receive some recognition. There's the traditional foundation auction that will take place on Thursday night, and then that night we're going to do our Hall of Fame celebration. We have Colleen Callahan and Conrad Burns are going to be the first two inductees into the Hall of Fame this year. We're looking forward to that night. And then the group Neon Blue is going to be back on Thursday night for the Blues Bash. Some folks that have been around the NAB convention for a few years probably remember Neon Blue being a part of that in the past. Friday, it's a chance to do a combination of some research, presentation information on that morning, as well as some newsmakers. Pete Shin's going to come in and talk about the agriculture program in Afghanistan. Pete had been with WOW Radio out of Omaha, Nebraska, spent some time with the Farm Broadcasters News Service, also with the Brownfield Ag News Group, and has been re-enlisted, I guess you could say, full-time in the military, and he's going to bring us a report from Afghanistan. In professional improvement that morning, we're also going to talk about photos and videos enhancing our work that we do with broadcast. Ken Root going to be involved with that. In the afternoon, get into some gadgets and streaming. John Harith and the AgriTalk crew, we'll talk about that a little bit. And then on the Friday evening, we'll have the President's reception and banquet. That's going to be another Hall of Fame induction this year, as our President Lindsey Hill will be honored that night and also inducted into the Farm Broadcasters Hall of Fame. So I think we've got a really solid program of information, professional improvement, and also just a good interaction amongst all the members and guests that come in convention. Looking forward to the program lineup this year.
Well, it's certainly packed, and you know, I just continue to get disappointed when I don't see nap time built into there, you know?
About the only time there might be to rest the feet a little bit is on Friday afternoon. After that professional improvement session, there's a bit of a break before we come back for a reception that night. But you're right, it's a fast pace, and there's a lot of information that's packed in those three full days of convention.
Well, Cindy and I are registered now, got that done, and we might as well go ahead and make a point of saying that if somebody has not registered yet, it's time to get registered by going to NAFB.com and also get your hotel reservation made, because I know that at least one night, I think it's Wednesday night, the king bedrooms are full, as I found out, but they still have plenty of other rooms available.
You bet. I was just down the Westin earlier this week, and things look good there, and they're looking forward to having NAFB in town once again.
All right. Well, any other anything else you'd like people to know about? We'll call it the new NAFB, the Tom Brand NAFB that we didn't touch on.
You know, I guess the thing that comes to mind, Chuck, is that I did spend 20 years behind the microphone, and I'm looking forward to spending 20 years beside the microphone and working for the association. My ultimate goal, I think, as I said earlier, is to increase the amount of communications that we do with members, to figure out a way to get more membership involved, to reach out and help out any time that the broadcaster, an allied council, whoever the member would be, help them with any kind of projects that they have, and just to improve the professionalism that I think that we have with so many members of the association, and continue to be involved with different ways to get everyone connected throughout the year.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing you at the NAFB convention at the Westin Crown Center Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri. So thank you very much, Tom, and again, congratulations.
Thanks, Chuck. Good to be on board with you.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Every Day by Rick Leaf. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.